Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello everyone, and welcome to another episode of A Better You. I'm your host, Fernanda Ramirez, and I'm happy to have you here. Today we are doing a Girl Talk 101 episode. I haven't done a Girl Talk video like this in a long time, but this one is a little bit less of a Q&A style and more of I'm coming at you with a specific topic. And that topic today is cycle syncing. We're talking about period care, we're talking about menstrual cycles. Most of my listeners are women, so I feel like this is a fun episode that not only can I teach you guys about, but we can kind of have an open conversation, learn more about it. And if you don't know what cycle syncing is, I'm going to talk about it in this episode, but I think it is so useful for so many different aspects of your life. To give you a brief little summary on what cycle syncing is, which is going to be the majority of this episode, cycle syncing involves changing your diet, exercise routine, and other lifestyle habits based on your menstrual cycle. So in this episode, we're going to talk about each phase in our menstrual cycle, what you may be experiencing at that time, what kind of workout routines you should be doing, what kind of skincare you should be doing, what kind of nutrients you should be doing, and what things are common to feel during that time of your cycle so that when it happens, you're not like shooketh by it. And I also feel like talking about this topic and having more knowledge on your cycle kind of gives you power over it. As they say, knowledge is power. And I think it's actually very empowering to view your cycle as something that you should be proud of as a woman, something that feels very personal to you, and something that's almost magical, one may say, rather than being like, oh my God, it's that time of the month again, this is so annoying, or being confused why you don't feel good or why you don't have energy, and then it just so happens that it's actually because you are at the menstrual or the luteal phase of your cycle. And honestly, just listening to this episode, it might just make all the dots connect, all the dots click. I feel like this is a very fun episode. If you've never heard about it, if you have heard about it, I think that you will leave this episode learning something that you didn't know about before. And yeah, together, we will be in our feminine energy this year. Anyways, I'm very excited for today's episode. If you haven't already given this podcast a rating, make sure you do so. It really helps the podcast and I appreciate it every time you do. If you want to give the YouTube video a thumbs up, I also appreciate that. Subscribe to the YouTube, follow the Instagram. You guys know, all of those things help support this channel and helps it grow. Speaking of this podcast, I have recently been doing so much planning behind the scenes for projects to do with the podcast. I don't want to spoil too much because I love kind of creating surprises and, you know, catching you guys off guard with certain new things. But to give you a tiny little teaser, okay, I think at the end of summer, there's going to be a product release for the brand A Better You. To give you some other sneak peeks, we are currently in website development and just kind of reimagining, maybe that's a way we can put it, but like reimagining the brand, kind of doing a little bit of a rebrand, just making it a little bit more professional. So I'm excited for you guys to see all the changes that come along, see the product launches, see all the stuff that's gonna happen. And if you are a part of this community of mine, first of all, I wanna say I appreciate you. I'm thankful for you. There's so much in store for the A Better You community, or should I say, A Better Us. That is my little community channel name on my Instagram. If you want to be in there, make sure you join the broadcast. But anyways, yeah, I'm really excited. I'm feeling creative. I feel like my creative juices are flowing. I definitely want to make an episode on creativity as well sometime coming up soon, because I feel like that's something that I very much prioritize in my life and something that I feel like dictates my mood, honestly, like whether I'm being creative enough or not enough. This past weekend was Father's Day, so I spent the day with my family. It was so much fun. We went to Earl's, which is a very Vancouver restaurant, and we walked around the seawall, which was beautiful. There was like a street performer, so that was super wholesome to witness, and they all came to my apartment for the first time, which was super cool. I hung out with my boyfriend, and we had a little slumber party sleepover, and we ordered Monzo Burger. It's like a burger shack in Vancouver. And we watched Sex and the City, which is so random. He probably did not want to watch that, but he decided to watch it for me, which I appreciated. And on that note, I wanted to say one of my recent favorites has 100% been the show Sex and the City. It just encapsulates what I want my New York era to be like in the future when one day I move there. And it is so much fun. So if you haven't seen it, definitely watch that show. I'm currently watching it on Amazon Prime. Other than that, I wanted to give you guys three other recent favorites of mine just to inspire you guys if you haven't tried these things or whatever that may be. But the first one is I've been doing a lot more walks these days. I've been kind of saying that in the past few episodes, but usually whenever I go on walks, I'll listen to like an audiobook or music and I'll just like kind of jam out and like kind of have more of a fun walk. But recently I've been in like a since we're getting back in the swing of things, I want to listen to like motivational podcasts. And for one, I want to say I am so obsessed with you guys. Whenever you tag me on your stories and you're on your hot girl walk and you're listening to my podcast, that makes my heart melt. And it makes me so excited that you guys listen to my podcast when you're on your walks. But as for me, when I was on my walk, I was listening to Tam Carr's, I think that's how you say it, or Gore, Tam Core, her podcast, Self-Obsessed. I was listening to a few episodes of hers and she is so good at delivering what she needs to say. So that was very inspiring and motivating for me. And on the other note, a little like funnier, super random niche, maybe it's not that niche, but like podcast that I've been liking is called Out of Character with Hamza and Martin. If you guys know, you know, they're like very much on TikTok. Anyways, they're really funny and I've been loving watching their YouTube videos and their podcasts, so I'm obsessed with them. And then my last recent favorite, which is going out to my Vancouverites that listen to this episode, I went to a new cafe this past weekend called Wicked Cafe in Mount Pleasant, and it was so freaking cute. At least I think it's in Mount Pleasant. It might be in South Granville, but it's the cutest cafe. I love cafe hopping. That might be one of my favorite hobbies. That cafe is super cute. If you haven't been there, I highly recommend it. They have a very good work space, as well as super cute and delicious pastries and sweets, and they have good drinks. They had a good vibe. I love their decor. It felt like a little fairy garden in there, so I was obsessed with that. I got like a little honey dessert and a latte, and they were both delicious. So yeah, those have been my recent favorites and a little bit of a recap of my weekend. But without further ado, let's hop into the episode. I first want to start off by saying that the reason why I decided to talk about menstrual cycles in the first place is because I think it is very empowering to have knowledge over your own cycle. I know that a lot of people don't actually have their like full menstrual cycle if they're on birth control or whatever. I am currently not on birth control. I was on it for like a year, but I just decided it wasn't for me, and instead I track my period with the Flow app. This podcast episode is not sponsored by them, but I've been using this app for so long, and I think it's super helpful because it tells you when you're gonna get your period, what point of your cycle you're in. You can ask it questions, you can tell it your symptoms, it'll tell you when you're ovulating, when you're in your luteal phase, when you're in your follicular phase. Like, it'll just tell you all of the details. And I think even if you are on birth control or whatever, if you have a menstrual cycle, I think it is fun to track it and know when you're gonna get it. I feel like it gives you some peace of mind. And again, it just kind of lets you learn more about yourself. So I feel like it's a really fun tool to have. And there are so many different apps you can get. But before we get into the actual cycle syncing, let's talk about the menstrual phases first. Now, some of this you might already know, it might be obvious. And for some people, you might not know anything about this. And I think it is totally valid if you don't know anything about this. I definitely was not taught this. Not that there's any shade. I feel like in other countries and other cultures, like, it just in the past there was not so much research or like knowledge on these things, so it makes sense why I feel like previously maybe people wouldn't look into it as much. But definitely now it's like such a huge wellness trend, so everyone's on it, everyone's looking into it. There's definitely a lot more information out there on this. Your menstrual cycle, which is usually around 28 days, has four different phases. You've got your menstrual phase, your follicular phase, your ovulation phase, and your luteal phase. And basically, your menstrual phase is when you are actually bleeding. It is your period, the bleeding days. This phase begins on the first day that you are menstruating. So the first day that you're bleeding, the first day that your period starts, that is the beginning of the menstrual phase. That is when your uterus lining is starting to shed, and that is why you can have cramps and just uncomfortable feelings. You're not feeling your best. You're probably low energy. You are bleeding. Honestly, go girls, girl power. It's hard to be the most productive version of yourself when you are bleeding. So cut yourself some slack if you are listening to this and you're on your period right now. Anyways, after your menstrual cycle, you then go into your follicular phase, then you go into your ovulation phase, and then last but not least is your luteal phase. phase. Now, if you want to do more research on all of the phases, I highly recommend looking into it yourself, just because although I can explain them on this podcast right now, it's very scientific definitions and you guys might just not be interested in that. This isn't a biology class. So yeah, if you want to look more into each phase and what your body is actually going through during each one, definitely look into it. I think it's super interesting. And if you are a woman who bleeds, then I think it's really cool to know and to have more awareness about what's going on in your body. Let's go back to the menstrual phase and talk about each phase in particular. So your menstrual phase is usually around 1 to 5 days. A lot of people's flows are very different. You know, sometimes people have it for 7 days, sometimes people have it for 2 weeks, which in that case, I'm not sure if that's, you might have to go to the doctor if that's happening, but usually it's around 1 to 5 days, and this is when you have low energy. During this phase, although you may want to be working out and you may think that working out is actually going to make you feel better when you are bleeding, the best that you can do is rest and relax. Your body's obviously going through a lot. You're just not in the right state to be doing vigorous workouts. If you do feel like working out, some things you can do is some walks in nature, some meditation, some gentle yoga. I know on YouTube you can definitely search up like period yoga and they'll do very gentle yoga practices with you. On YouTube I searched it up and they have a whole bunch of different meditations that are supposed to like soothe your period pain, which if you struggle with cramps, I feel like this could be a great idea for you to do. I'm looking right now and on YouTube there is a meditation by the meditation channel called Sacred Period Meditation for your moon cycle, which we're going to talk about moon cycles later, but in the thumbnail it says honor your womanhood. So I kind of love the idea of that. You can do that meditation when you are bleeding, and instead of, like I said earlier, feeling kind of like annoyed that you have it, you can instead choose to honor it and to kind of be at peace with it and embrace that part of your womanhood. Another type of workout you can do during this phase is stretching. That is super simple to do. You could literally stretch in your bed, you could stretch on the floor beside your bed, just something super simple and easy. I always feel better when I stretch and do cat and cow pose, or I'm sitting kind of in like a pike pose, or I'm touching my feet, or even just gently massaging my stomach. Low-key feels better. But yeah, those are the workouts that I would recommend during this time. And then as for a skincare guide, it says online that usually when you are on your period, your skin tends to be drier and can be more prone to inflammation. So I would definitely recommend hydrating your skin, drinking a lot of water, and just overall avoid exfoliation and waxing during this period. Some of my favorite moisturizers are the First Aid Beauty one. I think that really helps with eczema and just overall keeping my skin clear. It is perfect for sensitive skin, so I would highly recommend that one. As well as, I've absolutely been loving the La Roche-Posay Cicaplast. It's a multi-purpose balm that is used to moisturize and hydrate dry to very dry skin. So I absolutely love this. I usually do my skincare routine, put my moisturizer, and then apply the Cicaplast balm on top of my moisturizer just to lock everything in, and it's really good with easing irritation. So if my skin is very dry and it's just pimply, it's giving acne, usually I'll sleep with this on and just do like a very thin layer all over my face, and I'll wake up the next morning looking so much more hydrated that even if I do have pimples, they don't look that aggressive because my skin barrier is a lot healthier and it's not damaged. As for nutrients and food that you're going to be having during this time, the best thing you can do is have warm foods, red meat, and vitamin C. So this can be soups or stews. I specifically love having more fuller meals when I am on my period. I think having like a vegetable soup or a beef stew, those are like my favorite things to have, or even like a tomato soup or a cream of broccoli, anything warm, it just feels good inside your body. I love having like wild rice bowls, as well as just having leafy greens and vegetables and just things that are gonna make my body feel good. I think the last thing that I want during my period is to cause any sort of inflammation. So having like Canes and Wingstop and, I don't know, alcohol during my period, that is a nightmare scenario. Your body inside does not want that. It does not need that. It needs to be hydrated with full good food and you will feel your best. I also have a Pinterest board on my Pinterest, which is just Fernanda Ramirez with 2 A's in my last name, called Living With Your Cycle. And I have pins for every single phase on there. So if you want to check out that Pinterest board as well, I highly recommend it. I have some really interesting stuff on there, and Pinterest always just has such good ideas for literally anything, specifically stuff like this, like something you wouldn't really think of. One thing that I found on a Pinterest post said that when you are menstruating, even though your energy is low, your intuition is very high. So this is like the the perfect time for you to reflect and reevaluate. So I think this is perfect for journaling. I'm also sure that there is tons of journal prompts online for when you are menstruating and you're having maybe like a Sunday reset routine or a little stay at home night in. Maybe setting out some candles, putting on a bath, indulging in dark chocolate, having a warm cup of tea, and pulling out your journal. That could be like the ideal night routine for when you are on your period. I also think that if you're on this phase of your period and you are struggling with handing in deadlines or working really hard or having confrontations or just in general doing like vigorous work and you feel really low energy and you're just like mad at yourself because you have your period, honestly, give yourself some grace. You are literally bleeding and it makes sense. Your body is like biologically going through changes that may need you to kind of slow down. So remind yourself that if you do need to take any naps, that is totally normal, totally understandable. I definitely feel like for me, it's really hard to feel my best and like want to feel the most confident when I'm bleeding. Like I just don't have the energy for that. And I know a lot of my friends, we always like send into our chat when someone's like on their period and they're like, I just cannot do my work today. Like I'm so tired. And we all just give each other that grace because we understand us women. During your night routine, you can pull out your journal and journal your thoughts, your feelings, your emotions, maybe some self-reflection questions. And I also think that this is a perfect time to do something creative. Maybe that's drawing or painting or just anything that involves using your creativity. I think, again, because you are having like a little bit of a slower phase, it's a good time to like feel everything and just be in that feminine creative energy. Another thing that may make you feel better is being out in nature and just feeling one with the earth, touching the grass. Genuinely, I think when I'm on my period, doing that nice walk outside is so much more impactful than being in like a sweaty gym and it's just like gray in there and I just do not want to be in there. Definitely taking the walk outside is the choice for me. So yeah, that is basically the summary of being on your menstrual cycle. It's like the first 5 days, it's the days of your period. And that's some brief little key points of what you should be doing or what you should be feeling or what you should be embracing at that time. So now that we kind of talked about the menstrual cycle, we'll go on to the other three cycles and you can kind of see what the flow of this podcast episode is going to be. Let's move on to the follicular phase. So your follicular phase is right when you're done your period. It is when you're starting to feel better all of a sudden. You're like, wow, I see the light at the end of the tunnel. Things are getting better. I already feel like this, like on the last two or like the last day of my period. Suddenly my energy is shifted. I feel so much more willing to take on projects. I'm excited again. It genuinely feels like spring after the winter. And actually, now that I say that, there is actually supposed to be like seasons associated to each cycle of your period. So when you are bleeding, it's actually the winter season, which makes kind of sense because you're kind of hibernating, it's kind of cold, you're kind of having warm stews, you're like feeding your soul. That is the winter phase. So now we're entering the spring, the follicular phase. This actually might just be one of my favorite phases. So it says here that your follicular phase can be around day 6 to the 14th, and it is your rising energy. So this is the time where you start to feel alive again. This is the time where you can dream big, the time where you might want to make your Pinterest board. With summer right around the corner and schedules freeing up, this is the time when we usually want to start checking activities off from our bucket list. I don't know about you guys, but sometimes it can get pretty expensive during this time as we want to do all the fun things with our friends, such as concerts, amusement parks, traveling, etc. But when you have financial goals, you have to decide what's worth it. Chime is an award-winning banking app and debit card with no hidden fees or monthly minimums. It's the bank of the future and it's 100% mobile and online. A Chime checking account helps you reach your financial goals while still getting to enjoy summer. You can start to take back your finances with features like fee-free overdrafts for up to $200 with SpotMe, and you can get paid up to 2 days earlier with direct deposit. If you want to learn more, check out chime.com/abetteryou. Another thing that I love about Chime is that it is a financial institution with a sense of community. By this, I mean you literally have the ability to get increased overdraft limits with boosts from friends. You can get spotted on debit card purchases and cash withdrawals, and there are over 60,000 fee-free ATMs. To date, Chime has spotted members over $20 billion. Eligible members get complimentary boosts to temporarily increase a friend's SpotMe limit. When you give a boost, they can boost you back to temporarily raise your limit. If you're wondering how it works, you basically just have to set up direct deposits into your Chime account, and then after
qualifying a direct deposit of more than $200, Chime will notify you to enroll in SpotMe. With an activated debit card, Chime will spot you up to your limit when you exceed your balance, and then your next direct deposit is applied to your negative balance. Chime never charges fees or interest for using SpotMe. If you want to live it up this summer and make progress towards your financial goals with Chime, open your account in minutes at chime.com/abetteryou. That's chime.com/abetteryou. Chime feels like progress. Banking services and debit card provided by the Bancorp Bank, N.A. or Stride Bank, N.A. Members, FDIC. SpotMe eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply. Boosts are available to eligible Chime members enrolled in SpotMe and are subject to monthly limits. Terms and conditions apply. Go to chime.com/disclosures for details.
Vacation starts with VA. One thing you'll love about your trip to Virginia is that you'll never have to settle for one thing. All that you love is all in one trip. Start yours at virginia.org.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Towards the time where you might want to brainstorm, start to make plans, start to take action, kind of, you know, get out of your shell a little bit. For me, being someone that is a very creative person, I feel like my period is the time where I'm like, okay, just rest right now, just wait for these days to pass, and the minute you're in your follicular phase, that is the time you can start to execute. So I definitely feel like the follicular time is maybe the time where I want to start filming, the time where I start to feel better, the time where I want to start to glow up, the time where maybe I might have like a little business meeting with my friends and kind of plan out like what we want to do in the future and just overall start to make goals. Again, you can definitely search up some Pinterest prompts for this phase, but journaling about what your dream life looks like or what your dream day looks like, I think could be really exciting and something to look forward to during this time. You can also do some visualizations, visualize your dream life, your goals, maybe do a visualization meditation. That's definitely something that I love to do. As well as maybe that means signing up for a new hobby or signing up for a new activity, and just in general, trying to step out into the world and do new things again. As your energy is rising and you're starting to feel so much lighter and better, this is the time where doing HIIT workouts, strength workouts, training, and jogging, this is the time to do those things. For me, during this phase, I definitely think that doing strength workout classes are my favorite. Specifically speaking, in my case, I love working out at House Concepts and at Equinox, and I love doing the power classes. So like a power arms class or a power legs class, just being in the gym, working with the weights, I'm starting to feel so much better. And I feel like I said earlier, especially with the contrast from being on your period and then not, I feel like you just have energy from that in itself. Like you just feel so much better. I start pulling out the white clothes. I start maybe wearing shorts, maybe working out in a sports bra. Like I'm just starting to feel a lot more confident and comfortable. This is also a great time to socialize since you've probably recharged your social battery. So definitely create plans with friends. Maybe you want to go out on the weekend, make some plans to go to the bar, maybe working in a coffee shop rather than working from home. I definitely feel like that's something that I like to do because when I'm on my period, sometimes I don't like to leave my house. So I'll be like editing like in my bed. But the minute it's done, I'm like, let's go to the new coffee shops. Let's work in the presence of others and let's get to action. Some other workouts that are good for this phase is doing flow yoga or vinyasa yoga, as well as hiking, especially if it's sunny out. I feel like that's a great summer hobby to do. Once you're in your follicular phase, your skin is juicy. It is plump. It is glowing. Things start to get better. And one more thing I want to talk about since we're talking about skin. When you're on your period, if your skin is doing bad, don't pick at it. Don't make a big deal out of it because once you're out of that phase, it's gonna look so much better. This is a great time to start using new skincare products. Maybe you wanna exfoliate, maybe get a facial. And as for nutrients, this is a phase where you can switch from warm foods to colder foods. So maybe that's fresh fruits, veggies, antioxidants like berries, and yeah, overall just staying hydrated again, maybe having a little bit of a fruit juice. I feel like that's a fun thing to do. Or having like citrusy fruits. Overall, I feel like this phase is a very productive phase, so definitely embrace all of those aspects and enjoy the high energy that you're gonna have during this phase. Moving on, we have the ovulatory phase. So this is when you're ovulating. To give you a little bit of a image in your brain, when you're menstruating, you're like at the bottom and then it's slowly going up when you're in your follicular phase and then you hit your peak at your ovulation phase. So this is good vibes, good times, before it goes back down. So anyways, let's talk about when you're at your peak. This is technically when you are most fertile and a baby is ready to be made. But we're not talking about that. That's not what this podcast is about. But at this phase, this is your highest energy. This is the time where your body is most confident and you're ready to go out into the world and socialize, maybe be a little flirt, maybe go out, maybe feel extra confident, feel like an it girl. This is the peak. So having it be your peak, this is the perfect time to do those high intensity workouts, to do that strength training, maybe even a little bit more than you were doing in the phase before. Maybe you want to even do like a spin class, a berries class, a boot camp class, like something really hard, or even like a dance class because you're feeling extra confident. Maybe a salsa dance class. I don't know, something like that. Maybe a heels class. I don't know. I feel like since this is the most confident phase, I'm assuming that one of those activities would be the one for you. In this phase, you are super magnetic and outgoing. And I specifically know that whenever I'm in this phase and I know that I have social plans, I'm like extra excited. And I know it's happened a few times that it's perfectly aligned where like I'm going to New York Fashion Week and I'm in my ovulation phase and I just get so excited because I'm like, I know that biologically my body is like ready to be confident and outgoing and extroverted. So I'm so excited to harness that energy and really like present it outwards, if that makes sense. So I think that is also a reason why I think it's super cool to know what phase of your cycle you're in, because if you are ovulating, that's like even more, it kind of just hypes you up or amps you up to like be even more confident than you were already planning on being. This is like the perfect phase to communicate, to collaborate, to network, to negotiate, to have fun, maybe post on social media. And yeah, so definitely think of like fun stuff to do during this phase because you're at your peak, your highest. Maybe throw a party if you want to. But yeah, you also look your best. I'm pretty sure that's like a thing where like when you're ovulating, you feel gorgeous, you feel good, you feel pretty, you feel self-confident. And so I think in this phase, it's like a perfect time to work on self-love. I definitely think there's probably meditations for confidence when you're ovulating or things like that as well during this time. This is your summer phase. So this reminds me of like waking up early in the morning, blasting some tunes, dancing around your apartment, feeling the highest energy that you could possibly feel and embracing all that comes with that. During this phase, speaking of skincare, it does say that you have an oil production increase. So this is the best time to get a facial. As for nutrients, it says here that you should especially focus on cruciferous veggies and fermented foods. This is a great phase to have raw foods, high fibers, leafy greens, magnesium, vitamin C, B vitamins, etc. So that is the ovulatory phase. That is the summer phase. That is the good vibes, the great vibes. Then we move on to the last and final phase, and it's the luteal phase. This is fall. So just imagine when I say that straight off the bat, fall, how does fall feel? Fall is kind of when things start to slow down. You were at such a high, and now it's dropping. It's preparing you for the menstrual phase. So actually, guys, there is something that I always see on TikTok, and it's like, oh, you know those phases where you randomly look in the mirror and nothing has changed, but you feel so ugly? Usually it's because you're in your luteal phase. If you are feeling a little bit down on yourself, maybe insecure, maybe self-doubt is creeping in, maybe you're feeling like you want to go back into your shell, go back into hibernation, you can give yourself some peace of mind knowing that it's probably because you're in your luteal phase. If you're feeling ugly or you're feeling self-critical, know that it's probably because you're in this phase and you're getting prepared to have your period. In this phase, it says that for work, it is best to review anything you've done, maybe do some deep work, maybe wrap up any projects, organize your things, and just kind of like settle into knowing that your menstrual cycle is coming next and like things are going to be a little bit slower. So you're kind of just like wrapping things up. Some workout recommendations for this phase is to start doing gentle movements and using lightweight training. A great workout for this type of phase is like Pilates or mat Pilates or reformer Pilates. Honestly, any of those where you do a lot of reps, but the weights are really light. I feel like that's the best workouts that you can do for this. Specifically for me in Vancouver, I love going to Legree. And I think that there's a new Pilates studio called Form. So that could be something that you could look into. There is also home workouts that you can do on YouTube that are of Pilates. So definitely look into that. Also doing something like yin yoga could be a great idea. Maybe even buying light weights and doing like weighted workouts at home. Or maybe you could even get those like Bala bangs, which are like weights that you wrap around your ankle and you can like clean your home up while having those on. Any of those are good ideas. And then, as I told you, this is the phase where you might start to break out because you're, you know, you're PMSing. It's like right before your period. It says that your skin may be oily. You may be prone to breakouts. And in this time, you definitely should stick to a skincare routine. And I'm emphasizing, do not pick your face. Do not pick your face because you're PMSing. You might be breaking out and you think it's like, you know, you got to pick it. You got to do stuff, but your skin will be better before you know it. So it's not worth it to pick at it, because that definitely happened to me the past few days. And now my skin has like red breakouts that weren't even there before that. So definitely be mindful of that. I'm letting you know now. And since you may be feeling a little bit more down or a little bit more self-critical, I think this is a great time to like even stick up some little self-affirmation sticky notes around your apartment, around your place, around your room. Do some self-love affirmations and just remind yourself that you are slowing down. You know, you're in your fall era. So be mindful of that. It says that at this time, some of the best nutrients that you can have are some slow-burning carbs, magnesium-rich foods, and frequent small meals. Also, a personal tip that I have for you guys is that usually when I'm PMSing, I tend to bloat and I tend to have symptoms such as like back pain. And everybody has different symptoms during this time. Some people get cramps, some people get headaches. So if you do have any sort of PMS symptoms, definitely look online and see what you can do to ease those things. I feel like for me, I love to drink a lot of water. I love to use like a heating pad if I'm having cramps. Definitely try to slow down. And for bloating, I feel like I have so many tips on bloating, but I specifically avoid foods that I know don't make me feel good or that I know cause inflammation. So for me, that's like dairy or gluten. I love having like de-bloat drinks or de-bloat like pills or supplements. I love Bloom. I love AG1. What else? I also love to do like stomach massages if I'm feeling bloated, or putting my feet up against the wall and laying on my back. That usually helps with any bloating. And yeah, those are kind of my own personal tips, or kind of what I do when I'm feeling like this before my period. Like I said, I might get like back pain, and usually I'll just kind of like massage my back or kind of make sure that I'm sitting in chairs that actually have support. So like if I'm editing for a long time, definitely sitting at my work desk is a much more calming place to work rather than like being uncomfortable in my bed or something. Those are all the menstrual phases in your cycle. I hope that kind of made sense. I feel like I explained it pretty easily, but as I said, it's super interesting to know about each cycle that you could be in. And I feel like when you cycle sync and you actually do the workouts, the nutrients, the self-care practices that align with each cycle, you end up like feeling so much better in your body. And you don't wonder like, oh, why am I not working as hard when you're on your period? And you just kind of have a little bit more knowledge on how you will be feeling during those phases. Now, if after listening to all of those different phases and you're wondering, okay, I get it, but like, why is this important? To give you a final little summary of the pros to cycle syncing, the benefits are that it gives you an improved physical health in terms of exercising and nutrition. You have a very like balanced routine, and I feel like it can honestly help you stick to a workout routine. It also can give you an enhanced emotional well-being, so better mental health and better mood management. And just overall, I feel like you're able to cut yourself some slack depending on what phase you're in, or in other words, kind of know when to do those like social plans, for example, or feel extra confident when you're on your ovulation or your follicular phase. It can also give you increased productivity with strategic planning and optimized focus. So you can align your tasks with what phases are most suitable for you. So for example, for me, I didn't really tell you guys yet, but I started working with some assistants, which I'm really excited for, and I think it's gonna help me so much. But when I was kind of telling her about my plans and about how I like my schedule to be planned out, I was thinking to myself, like, when I'm on my period, I should really try to like not have many like deadlines on those days. And when I have increased productivity levels, that is when I should try to like do all my tasks and like wrap them up before I start my period. One of the benefits it says online is that it also gives you personal empowerment, which I feel like is a huge one for me. It can give you body awareness. And then lastly, the benefit is just knowing when and how to manage your symptoms before your period. So yeah, those are all of the phases. I also wanted to say something that I find really cool, and that is that your period actually can line up with the new moon or the full moon. Sometimes my phases kind of like switch, or they can be inconsistent, but like majority of the time, I usually get my period on the full moon, which I think is so cool, so empowering, really just makes you feel connected to like the earth and the space around you. And it's just, I don't know, I just feel like it's so cool. If you figure out your menstrual cycle and the moon cycle and you kind of figure out when you're getting your period, then you can see if you either bleed with the full moon or the new moon. And I think there's like a difference between the two, and it's supposed to like say something about the kind of person you are, etc. It's kind of giving like horoscope stuff or like astrology, which not everybody's interested in, I know that, but I personally, as a horoscope girly, love that kind of shit. I'm actually gonna search it up right now so I can show you guys. I always put stuff into ChatGPT because it is so helpful and gets responses for you so fast. It says, the idea of bleeding on the full moon or the new moon is often explored in the context of menstrual cycles and their potential alignment with the lunar phases. This concept is rooted in ancient beliefs and some contemporary holistic health practices. Oh, this is just so interesting. I just find it so cool. Obviously, again, guys, I do not claim to be a master at these things. I am looking at online. This right now that I'm going to read to you, total creds to ChatGPT. Not come up with this, but I think it's cool to tell you guys anyways because you may not know this already or you may not search it up. So I'm just gonna read what it says here. It says that if you bleed on the full moon, this is known as the red moon cycle. And it says that this cycle is associated with creativity, self-expression, and empowerment. It says the full moon represents illumination and fullness, which can be linked to personal growth and self-discovery. And then it says that women on this cycle might be seen as focusing on personal development, creativity, and external accomplishments. Okay, so that's my cycle most of the time, so that's really interesting. And then it also says that if you bleed on the new moon, this is traditionally known as the white moon cycle. It says this cycle is often associated with fertility and nurturing energy. Awkward, so not me. Historically, it was thought that women who menstruated during the new moon were more in tune with their reproductive cycles, as the new moon symbolizes renewal and new beginnings. Women on this cycle might be seen as focusing on nurturing others, family, and community. Okay, so I just find that so interesting, so cool. If you guys want to look into that, I would love to know what cycle you have, if your cycle is the red moon cycle or the white moon cycle. And yeah, I just highly recommend you guys to take ownership of the knowledge surrounding your body and your cycle. And rather than feeling annoyed that like, oh my God, I just got my period again. That's so annoying. Why do women bleed? You should feel very grateful and very empowered by it and feel very connected to the earth, to the moon. I just think it's beautiful, honestly. I'm a huge stan for knowing your cycle and knowing all the phases and all that kind of stuff. There is so much more online on holistic like health and your menstrual cycle, and there's so much more. If you're interested in this kind of stuff, you can definitely search up like videos on sacred period practices or sacred menstrual cycles. And there's a lot of like very spiritual kind of, I don't know, like hippie stuff that you might not be into, but there's also a lot of cool like rituals that you can do to embrace your cycle and to feel empowered by it. So I would 100% look into it if this is something that you are interested in. If you had never heard about this before, I am happy that you clicked on this episode and wanted to learn more about a topic like this. And I hope that there is like more out there on this topic. I feel like there is, and this is like a huge like wellness trend right now. So I think it's awesome that we are, as women, starting to learn more about our bodies and have more awareness, but I feel like there should even be more talk about this. So I'm excited that I made this episode on this. I'm gonna leave it on there because I kind of said a lot, but I'm feeling really excited. I'm feeling really like excited because I'm about to get my period, TMI, but it's also the full moon on Friday and I'm filming this on a Wednesday. Awkward. I'm filming this late, but anyways, I'm excited because I feel in alignment right now. I'm feeling that creative energy. So anyways, I love you guys. I hope you enjoyed this episode and I will talk to you later.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.